Several feet, several feet with monster or more. hit, so and we're back to one of the finals for next week. We should have the finals. Just about on the point, so how are you doing there? Back to
okay, Peter, you're having a hard time making the repeater. I got most of that. School is going to be, I think he's done the 20th. Then you're on your summer schedule. I'm just on the clear of you heading up to Melville, and back to you.
Okay, you're on the clear view. Yeah, I was going to suggest maybe we should go over to Lark Field. Unless the new cars are getting so good that they are a solid way to for the moment. I guess everybody else is on the side for a little while here. Back to you, Nas.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I'm making a quick stop in a couple of minutes. Not so quick, actually. Probably be about 20 minutes, half an hour. I got to stop at Home Depot and pick some stuff up. There's several reasons why they say to go straight to the battery. One is someone won't upset, especially the cars today, with all the computerized nonsense that they have, and they can get upset from the from spikes and surges in the radio and so on. And the other reason is that, as you say, sometimes cigarette lighter doesn't have enough power, but in the newer car, I think they usually have enough power. Anyhow, I got another Ford Explorer, just like I had before, but it's a brand new one. I'm pulling into the parking lot, I guess this will be my final, sorry for such a quick one.
That's for taking.
So, back to you.
Okay, very good. We'll find out the new Ford Explorer 2013. I'm driving my old Corolla today, but I was running the Kia over the weekend, so I have my new radio for the Kia. I just got to get it installed, and I got everything last week, but it's just been it's a tough time of the year to do, just so many things going on. So I'm going to hopefully get it in on Wednesday or Thursday. We'll see how that goes. But in any case, I'll let you go. And, maybe they are getting better. I still would be inclined to go directly to the battery, which is what I'm going to do. I'm having an installer. So I put it in your Parkway outfit. So, all right, back to you, Nas. And I won't hear you again. It's going to be 20 or 30 minutes. So I might still be in here. I'm not sure. But give a call in. Take care and have a good day. W2SC Mobile.
Okay, very good. And to answer your other questions, it is the same radio, although the antenna is it's about 2.5 feet higher up on the car than it was on the old one. I don't know, 2.5 feet, but at least a foot and a half, maybe 2 feet higher than it was. Yeah, it's got to be at least about 2 feet higher. That's about it, and I am going to hook it directly to the radio. This is just a temporary for now. In the next week or two, I'll get to it. Probably have to drill a hole through and figure out where to drill it. Not much room in these cars. You have a great day, 7-3-Zen-2, use that D-clear.
Okay, good. Well, it sounds very good, as usual. And, no problem. All right, getting another little increase in rain here. Nothing too bad, but I guess we're surrounded by this through the afternoon. Hopefully, we'll clear out, and then we're in for some great weather for the next at least 2 or 3 days. Anyhow. All right, take care. All the best, W2SCT Mobile. And I'll be here if you want to call in 20 or 30 minutes. I still might be in here.
W2SET Mobile and Y2H Mobile on the packet depleted link. I hope you can understand me.
Okay, Lou, good morning, NY2H. W2SET Mobile. What's the story with the link today? It's not good. But is it still the same situation yet, or are we in the new format? I wonder. And yes, just you and me, and heading in. I'm just passing the Plainview area here, and actually coming up to exit 49 very shortly. So, had a good weekend, and was actually out on the North Fork yesterday afternoon, so... had a nice time with a wine tasting on a coupon that a friend of mine got. So we had a nice private wine tasting there with some pairings. It was very nice. Back to you, Lou.
That's why I'm wondering if you can hear me well, because we've been having a packet loss. We're quite close to the new mode double. Currently, Eric just swapped the late machines, putting the one in Glen Oaks and Selden, and one in Selden back in Glen Oaks because of the frequencies that they used and the interference one of them was subject to. It's the one side. My switching will work out well. And then the audio on the whole. So he had one machine in the car yesterday at the ham fest. So it's moving along. And okay, on the wine tasting, we got Montclair's quite a bit. We've been to a few of the others occasionally, but our main is the Montclair one. I want to see where you went.
Okay, very good. Very good. Yeah, Martha Clara, I've been there at least three or four times before. And I didn't really realize that, you know, I kind of knew that Entenmann's owned them, but I didn't know that Martha Clara was Entenmann's mother from Germany. So that's because people ask, who's Martha Clara? I never thought of really figuring that out. But, yeah, the girl was... that did the wine tasting was very good, and she led us through five different wines, starting with a sparkling wine, and then a white, and then a rosé, and then two red wines, ending with a Merlot. Very, very good. So with some pairings after the sparkling champagne, although it was just sparkling wine, really. So, but it was very good, very good. And, enjoyed it a lot. And it was pretty busy there, too, because they have that, farm there with the, goats and so forth. And finally, the system being almost up to, ready to go. That sounds good. I hope it gets going as soon as possible. And should make things much better there. Back to you, Lou.
I'm not sure which wine whatever you went to. Maybe I missed it. But you want to clarify, you have to put it on all the bottles. Her youth. And, well, I want to mention that sold their company, I guess, yesterday, the, bigger corporation. And, he was originally going to race horses. He's got some horses out there. And, I don't know if he's going to put a track on there or do something. Okay, he did that. But it's a very pet-friendly place. If you have a dog, bring your dog along. Although I don't think they'll serve your dog wine. And, alright. Also, I wonder if you were at an AFS yesterday. Hope not. Did not get a chance to cross paths with you. I was there.
Okay, very good, Lou. Yeah, I'm sure I didn't get to the HamFest because I forgot that we had this outing yesterday, and that's what prevented me from going. So I wasn't able to get over there. So sorry, I wasn't able to get to see you this time around. But gone now, but they were selling through the 90s, I know. I guess not anymore. And apparently he sold out in the 70s. And he bought property out there, I guess, in the 80s. So they are now. And then he established the Monte Clara Vineyard in the early 90s. All those vineyards, you know, only over the past 20 years have they developed, and they've really gotten fancier each year. They're selling more things, and they get more expanded. Back to you, Lou.
W2SET Mobile and Y2SET Mobile. Okay. Roomy, but it was just so much easier to not at the wrist brace was were consumed or what have you. But overall, it was a success. And as I said, the day was perfect. So it was a good outing. But, you know, got a chance to get together with a few of the people and chat and catch up and all that. So it was not good. It was enjoyable. Now we have field day to look forward to in a couple of weekends from now. That'll be in a whole other event. And it should be fun also. Back to you here. Yeah, Peter, I guess I'll sit down on this side. I don't know. Are you copying me? I'm too late to mobile.
KQLGR mobile.
Hey, good morning, Tom. Had Peter in there, and then I abused him. Gene, I don't know if you heard me on the west, but he didn't come back. How are you doing this morning?
All right, not too bad, not too bad. Just making my way out of the home and trying to get down towards the southern state to head into Hempstead.
Okay. I suppose it's raining there. It's raining here. I'm up. I'm just in the Ronkonkite area right now. And we're moving. When I first got on, it was really kind of sluggish. You know, we're kind of doing about 40, which is fine. So you got a call from Hempstead, or are you picking up parts, or what are you doing?
Well, you know, that's where my main office is, so I usually go there in the mornings, unless I'm heading to the city, then I like to just head straight into Manhattan and not delay the process in the morning. But, today I will be on the island, so, yeah, I'm going to stop in the office, grab stuff, grab my paperwork, and head on out again. And hopefully get this rainy day over. I know, well, I understand we're supposed to have some much nicer, cooler, less humid weather after this, although the temperature will still be nice, you know, in mid-70s, I think they're saying, but the humidity is supposed to drop, so that'll be nice. NY2HK12GR.
Yeah, very good. Let's see what happened to Peter if he's still in there. W3CT, you still there? NY2H. Alright, that's always rather, on settling when somebody doesn't come back here. Could just be as innocent as a phone call. Never know. Maybe he'll jump in again in a while. So that's your main, I guess, office area. So, good to see you and TJ yesterday. And I'm glad that you were able to touch base with the people you had to touch base with, so that was good. And, yeah, I don't think it was that bad. I guess it was the year went, but, yeah, it was a bit drier, I guess, after this. Supposedly, the whole system is now up and down I-95. And I don't know, maybe by this afternoon we'll be out of here, I'm not really sure. But, you know, we need to rain occasionally, keep things green. Alrighty, so there's a car in the middle lane and her present plate is hacked with 80 HAPI, LFATI. I don't know if she's really that happy. Good for her.
Maybe she's got a lot to be happy about. Who knows? I guess we all do in our own way, right? I'll be right back. I just pulled into the gas station. I got to fill this beast up and pick myself up a bottle of water. So give me like 5 minutes. I'll be right back. NY2HK12GR. We'll be outside for a minute.
Alrighty. K12GR, NY2H. We're listening and wondering if you're still around. Hopefully everything's okay. WWT and Y2H. okay. Well, at least it's okay. At least, you know, one zip. But I think it could be a call, so that's fine. And I see some police activity.
Thing. I was hoping to get an early jump for the day, but doesn't seem like traffic's going to permit that. Yeah, good one.
Yeah, I'm just going to make a quick stop here, and then I'll...
QRP is important. That's pretty good. I imagine I was on phone. This is even more remarkable. Back to you.
Big name storms, apparently. That's what I heard. So,
Yeah, we hope not. We just don't know what's going to happen. But what the weather has been so far this spring is from Canada. It's just, we had a lot of lightning in our area, too. Some of the storms threw not that bad in our area. It seemed to be more on the north, you know, area there in Westchester, more of that situation going on. So we're good. We had a good weekend and enjoyed it. And I was near 45 minutes ago for a couple of rounds, so he said he got a new car for Explorer. He's got his radio in the car. He's just been getting cold, so I guess he took a little time off work too, and so he's not out there. Okay, I'm about coming up to school, so Pete, you take care. I'll turn over to you to continue with Lou. Hope you have a good day. I'll catch you later on. Stay well and all the best of you too, SCT Malta.
Well, very good, Pete. You had a great day. And I guess your academic year is rapidly coming to a close. And you can take a break from your routines. It's a nice thing. Anyway, I was just thinking, Lou, the station in New Zealand certainly did all the work, and I know, I forget the details of their equipment, but I think they had some, you know, huge log periodic antenna and, you know, some exotic transceiver as well, so it's not just one side of the story, as you might say, or one side of the big puzzle. Anyway, back to you, Lou.
Alrighty, I take it SET is clearing. I wasn't sure. Okay. But I'll hand it back to him anyway when I'm done, just in case. If he's there. Yeah. That's usually the case, I suppose. I guess QRP to QRP would really be something in that situation. But, yeah, normally, I guess one side is maybe a big gun. Interesting you mentioned long periodic antenna. I saw one that caught my interest for the UHF, VHF frequencies in the DX Engineering catalog. I mentioned it to Eric yesterday at the Ham Fest. We had a great Ham Fest yesterday. And he said, well, you know, basically they're compromised antennas and the gain's not that great. Now, they're advertising 10 dB. I don't know if it was dBi or what, which maybe isn't that much, but 10 dB usually is like a 10-time power increase. With 3 dB, it's double, I believe. So I don't know. I mean, it seemed like a good solution to me. It would cover like 2 meter, 6 meter, and, well, one had 6 meter. I wouldn't get that one. I'd get the 2 meter through 1.2 gig. So I don't know. So I was looking into that. But, all right, so this guy might have had a log periodic also. Well, he got one big one, which is like $3,000 in the DX Engineering catalog for HF. Very interesting. Let me turn it over to SET.